from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. This week we've got radicals behind the camera, murder ballads, and treats and tricks. Yes, this is a special Halloween edition of The Do List, and stick around to find out why we played Metallica. And David Wiegand always brings the treats when he comes in. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning, Cy.
And let's start with the first comprehensive look at 30 years of photos by members of the New York Photo League. Aaron Siskin, Bernice Abbott, Ouija, and others were trying, David, to unite social activism and art.
They were, and they were working at an incredibly fertile time for doing just that. The exhibit encompasses their photographs from 1936 through 1951, which was the existence of the New York Photo League. Ultimately, it became a casualty of the McCarthy era and the blacklist and that sort of thing because they were very left-leaning. But, you know, this is not just documentary photography, but obviously, as you said, social activism photography. And these were giants in their field.
The exhibition, The Radical Camera, continues at the Contemporary Jewish Museum in San Francisco through January 21st. That's pianist Yuzha Wong winging her way through Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme by Paganini. And David, she's working with the San Francisco Symphony as they prep for a high-mileage tour.
That's right. The Symphony and Yuzha will be going to China for a huge tour next month. Obviously, it's an incredible homecoming for Yuzha, but she's also such a gifted pianist, and I love it every time she works with the symphony. The great thing for local audiences is that with her concerts and then some upcoming concerts featuring Long Long, people will not only get to sample the kind of music that's going to be heard in China, they also get a chance to hear two of the greatest classical pianists working today.
Yuzha Wong joins the San Francisco Symphony tomorrow, and she's back next Wednesday for another concert. Then Long Long lets his fingers do the walking with the symphony next Thursday and Friday, and that's all at Davies Symphony Hall in San Francisco. The theater troupe Crowded Fire is always ready to challenge itself and its audience with new works. David, tell us about their world premiere of Christopher Chen's The Hundred Flowers Project.
Well, this sounds absolutely fascinating. It's the season ender for Crowded Fire, and it's about the Cultural Revolution in China, but viewed through the eyes of modern contemporary values and media. And it's about a troupe of actors who are putting a play together, but the more they put the play together, their own lives become involved with the action of the play, and they can't quite separate art from reality, basically.
The Crowded Fire production of The Hundred Flowers Project opens in previews tonight and runs through November 17th. That's at the Thick House in San Francisco's Mission District. Time now for our Halloween roundup.
There's a fire on the mountain, and it'll be here by the break of day. There's a fire on the mountain. Grab what you can carry away. Grab the baby.
Country Gothic from 77 El Deora, and Maurice Tanney of that band is in the lineup for a night of murder ballads. David, tell us more about that one.
Well, this is exactly what it sounds like. These are various bands who are performing songs about death and mayhem and murder and all those pleasant Halloween-y things, and it'll be done at the Starry Plow in Berkeley on the 26th.
Yeah, that's tonight. And now let's come back to that Metallica reference we made earlier. There's a book release party for Kirk Hammett, known also as Kurt Von Hammett.
That's right. The book release party is for his new book on horror, and he is an absolute horror fanatic when he's not playing with Metallica. Has an incredible collection of memorabilia, has just been fascinated with it all of his life, and he's written this book about it, and there'll be a book release party on the 1st of November at Public Works. Other things that you might want to look forward to, we have the Mad Hatter's Ball, including Panther de Prince, love him, at 10:15. And the Oakland Museum of California has a great program called Forgotten Stories, Remarkable Lives, Day of the Dead 2012. It continues through December 9th.
And you can see that Day of the Dead show at the Oakland Museum till 11:45 tonight. It's the final Summer Nights event. There'll be a costume contest, horror movie, music, beer, and, of course, that Day of the Dead show. Thanks for the list, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. We post details on these shows and more online at kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Cy Musiker.